Elissa Walker Campbell, we're back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio. The Big E Sports Show and the NBA Finals, they are finally underway. And we're looking so forward to our next guest because Michael Jordan and countless NBA stars credit George Mumford with transforming their game. In fact, he has worked with Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, and George Mumford. He is widely thought of and regarded as Phil Jackson's secret weapon. He has just released his first book. It's his new book that is titled The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance, and he shares his techniques, his strategies that he has used throughout his life and with winners that he coaches. It's such a pleasure to have with us. He's all about pursuing excellence. George Mumford, welcome to the show for the first time.
Hello. Thanks for having me on. Great to be here.
Well, thank you, and congratulations on the book. And right now, we're in the middle of starting the compelling NBA Finals. They're underway on Thursday night, and looking forward to Game 2 on Sunday. I got to ask you this before we dive into your book, since you've worked with so many NBA stars. Who ultimately do you think is going to come out on top, George?
That's a great question. I know folks on both sides, so I don't really have a dog in this fight. But if we go by the tendencies, it seems that if the Golden State Warriors can play defense consistently like they have on occasion, because this is what it comes down to. If they can play defense, then they got a good shot at it. But having said that, you know, it all depends on, you know, the other team. So I think it'll be a great matchup. I'm just interested to see if this, because if the Warriors can play really good defense with their offense, you would have to give them the edge. But having said that, you know, with LeBron on the other side and Cleveland playing very well and defending, being consistent on the defensive end as well as the offensive end, it's going to be, I think you'd have to lean a little bit towards Cleveland, especially with the experience of LeBron. I think it's a toss-up on some level. But like I said, my concern would be whether the Warriors can defend, and if they could defend, they have a great shot.
Hey, George Mumford, sports psychologist and author. His brand new book is out. It is titled The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance. And so what are the keys to a championship mindset and that mentality?
Yes, well, it's a mindset that, you know, obviously, it's, you know, being able to be focused and being able to be yourself no matter what. So regardless of what the other team is doing, can you play to your strengths and can you play your game? And most teams are going to take the game away from you or put pressure on you. And the real deal is, can you stay mentally tough and physically do what you mentally commit to? But also, it's not just that. It's collective, the cohesive, the team, everybody being on the same page and playing as one. That's really key. But a lot of people will tell you it's deep, you know, defense and rebounding. But at the end of the day, it's the team who scores the most points. So still being able to be yourself, execute your stuff, and, you know, to defend. But also, like I say, if you're playing against a team, you want to take away what their strengths are and force them to play in ways of playing a style that they're not comfortable playing in. It's also matchups. But I'd say the main thing is the team is the most focused and wants it the most and makes the most plays.
Hey, sports psychologist and author George Mumford is with us. Just a few more minutes tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker Campbell. Love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And of course, George, you've got that basketball background. You played at the University of Massachusetts. And I have to share with our audience, your roommate was Dr. J. How cool was that?
Yeah, I roommate with him. I didn't play there officially for the team. So I didn't play for the team. But that was really cool because I got to see his development. I think it's fascinating because I've seen him develop his first varsity game. In those days, people don't know that when you're a freshman, you play for the JV or the freshman team, and then only when you're a sophomore do you play for the varsity. And he was in that category. And so to watch him play his first varsity game and then to see him play his last college game and then to actually accompany him to Portchester, New York, once he signed, and watch him play in his first semi-pro game, and then obviously seeing him play for the Virginia Squires, and just seeing at each level, each time he seemed to be moving to another level. So that was very fascinating. And I think for people who probably don't know it, when he was in college, dunking during a basketball game was not allowed. So he had a lot of dunks that had been saved up over the first 2 years of his college career that he was able to play. And it seemed like he was let out of, I won't say prison, but let's just say that there was much more space for him to create and to be who he became. So I saw him evolving, and I saw his process of development and his mental. The interesting thing is, back then it was like you just loved playing basketball. I'm not saying you don't now, but it was less of a business. And I think that, you know, his love for the game and him playing basketball, going to practice, being on the court was a love, and it was like his oasis. That's where he had the most peace.
It was like a sanctuary.
So, yeah, it was a sanctuary. So, and then to be able to play, it was, you know, like I would do this for free, but because I love it, but I don't have to because I love it, and that is a space for me to be myself and really express maybe why I'm here. Why God put me here is I'm able to, but I work really hard. He worked extremely hard, and he had full commitment to the pursuit of excellence.
Sports psychologist, author George Mumford has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of his book. It is everywhere on Amazon.com. The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance. And everything is an inner game. Pure performance, of course, it starts with the game. It's what's in, what's on your mind. It determines how you perform. And that is what George talks about in the book. And there's so much more. We want to get you back on. We're going to be out in Vegas for NBA Summer League. And we'd like to get you back on the show then and go into your book a little bit more. Okay, George?
Yeah, well, I'll actually be there with the Knicks, so that'll be fun. I'll actually physically be there.
Outstanding. We'll bring your shoes, and let's go hoop it up. Come on, George.
Okay. Well, I won't do that, but I can hang with you, and we can chat and do whatever. But I'll be looking forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. Look forward to meeting you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Take care. That, of course, was author George Mumford. The title of his book is The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance. And right now, we want to thank all of our amazing guests, our lineup. My guy, Lee Klein, contributor with Slam Magazine. He's getting ready for his five-star basketball camp that's going to get underway this month. Andy Pondillo, our MLB news and notes. He's the lucky charm for those Houston Astros. And Joe George making his first appearance tonight on the Big E Sports Show. Great job, Joe. And also Jeff Garcia with Project Spurs, NBA blogger, and George Vesey, best-selling author and New York Times columnist. I'm Elissa Walker Campbell. Remember, don't you dare drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, right here at your network of choice, Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.